Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with Micah Fink, who is the director of the new upcoming documentary, The Power of Protest. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Hey, my pleasure.
Now, I know this thing is still in the Kickstarter phase. Where exactly are we? You know, how much has been shot so far, and what is left to do?
Well, the Kickstarter is really to create the momentum to build the film. So we've really shot only a couple days out with a group called Lancaster Against the Pipelines, which is based out in Lancaster, PA. And they're a really interesting group of people who've come together to resist essentially a large corporation taking their land to put a pipeline straight through their community. What's really interesting, though, is they are just one of almost 1,500 groups like this around the country who are essentially moving to nonviolent protest as a way to register their displeasure with the idea that large corporations can just come in and do things in their communities that don't benefit the community. So it's really just one representative story of what we hope will be five or six other stories as well, all interwoven, showing different forms of nonviolent protests that are springing up all over the country.
Now, the idea of nonviolent protests, immediately we think of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who the day that this piece is going to run is going to be on MLK Day. Talk about how, I know in the little sort of sizzle reel teaser trailer thing you guys have on the website, there's some images of King in there. So just sort of talk about, since the piece is going to run on MLK Day, just sort of talk about how his spirit is alive and well in protest movements today and in your documentary, hopefully.
Sure. Martin Luther King is definitely one of the inspiring figures in American history, and also been in the history of nonviolent protest that are informing how we're approaching the film. Our perspective really is that nonviolent protest is the most powerful political tool at anybody's disposal these days, and that what King did back in the 60s was really create strategies of nonviolent protest that ultimately sort of flourished and culminated in terms of the large, you know, protests when we think of people coming out to the streets. But really, there was a very, very deep organizing principle behind that, lots of strategy behind that. And what we're hoping to do is expand people's idea beyond the idea of just street protest being the only kind of protest that's available to us. But that there are lots and lots of different forms of nonviolent protest. And even in today, you know, today when we look around, we see a lot of internet organizing. We see a lot of Twitter organizing. These tools make certain aspects of political organizing easier. You can get the word out. You can get people to show up. But they don't necessarily achieve the results that King achieved without any of these tools. So we want to look at how King built his movement and then also look at how movements are being built today.
Absolutely. And in addition to a couple days after MLK Day will be the second annual Women's March on D.C. Talk about how that last year was such a groundswell grassroots movement that and whether you think it will continue every year. I think this year is going to be just as big.
Yeah, well, we hope so. I mean, so the Women's March last year, just after the inauguration, was one of the largest, biggest mass, if not the biggest mass protest in American history. So clearly the energy that exists to support resistance is widespread. A lot of people, though, at least in, you know, that I've spoken with, say, well, you know, these marches are great, but what do they really accomplish? And I think that's a really important question. You know, the organizers and then the groups really that are forming as a result of these marches are the ones that will have the power and ultimately be the ones that will influence in the real world legislative and political solutions or changes that help us to resolve the very many contradictions that a lot of us feel exist today in America. So the Women's March is a wonderful illustration of, again, the flourishing of a movement, but I think the questions that we're going to raise are, is it enough just to show up, or do you need to have a grand strategy? Do you need to have objectives? And how do groups, which already exist all around the country, how are they shaping and forming those objectives? And which are the ones that ultimately end up to be most successful?
Awesome. Take me a little more into the piece that you already shot up in Lancaster and the environmental protests. You mentioned it briefly at the top, but go a little more in depth on exactly what the conflict is up there and how they organized.
Sure. So just to step back just for a second, the vision for the film is we'll really focus in on probably four or five different protest movements that are happening around the country.
Yeah.
One of them is likely to be Lancaster Against the Pipeline, which is a group of people in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, who have organized against the building of a frack gas pipeline, essentially, mm-hmm. that is being rammed through their community, despite the fact that most of the community didn't want it, rejected it. But ultimately, they found that they simply didn't have the right not to let this large corporation come through their community. They've moved to the point about 7 or 8 months ago where they're now involved in civil disobedience, where they're holding regular events where people are getting arrested as a way to illustrate their frustration with a system that doesn't allow them to stop something happening in their communities. As I mentioned before, part of the reason that's so interesting to us is that it really is a reflection of a movement that's taking place all across the country. You know, the most famous being up in North Dakota with the pipeline there. But those kinds of actions are gaining larger and larger and larger energy, with local communities realizing they don't have to be at the mercy of large corporations across the country. So it's an illustration of the spirit of protest that then, in a bigger way, also connects with this growing idea that that the environmental movement that we at the moment we live in today is starting to take a stand against, whether it's the pipelines or the frack gas, or a culture that seems to be bent on extraction at the price of destroying the environment and causing climate change. So in some ways these issues grow bigger and bigger, and I know that the next step of what Lancaster is talking about doing is organizing larger and larger community protests, not just within their community, but now with towns and communities across Pennsylvania and also New York State, to issue a declaration of rights for what rights small communities should have when it comes to controlling the exploitation of their land or the natural resources around them. So again, it's a story that I think reaches larger and larger. It's grounded very tightly in one particular community, but the issues they're addressing are really quite universal across the country.
Awesome. So that's the slice in Lancaster you've already shot. You said maybe there's four or five other ones that you're thinking about that you'd love to take the cameras out and explore. Give me some of those other ones.
Well, I think Black Lives Matter is certainly a critical story that really continues the legacy of Martin Luther King's movement, this idea of police violence and mass incarceration and how that impacts the Black community is certainly profound. I think potentially the Me Too movement. I had a conversation a couple months ago where we were talking about how movements like this can grow, and I think we're already seeing that it is taking root in communities all across the country, again, regardless of your political perspective, and that it's starting to develop real political and legislative strength as members of Me Too start to organize, start to fund lawsuits. I expect that you'll see a real political moment arising out of that. So that would be another thing we would like to focus on. There are lots of political movements, and I think the questions are which are the ones that are most deeply rooted. I'd also like to look at the Tea Party, because in terms of successful community organizing that not only had mass protests, but they also were able to arise into a very, very effective legislative agenda that has really transformed the character of the government in Washington. So I think it's useful to look at examples from both political sides of the fence in some ways to see what's really effective today.
Sounds like it's going to be, once you get out there and film all these different pieces, it sounds like it's going to be an awesome cross-section of all these different kind of protests. You said you got the environmental angle, you got the, the Black Lives Matter race angle, you got the Me Too gender equality and harassment angle, and then, of course, with the Tea Party and there's tons of liberal marches, too, but the political angle. I mean, it sounds like you're going to hit it from all sides, so how do you envision sort of cutting it all together in the end? Is it going to be is each chunk going to roll out, one at a time, or will they kind of be intercut, or what do you kind of envision?
Well, I think if we're really successful, they will be interwoven. So you see the activists and the figures on the ground as they are working towards their own specific goals, and you see how those goals unfold, whether it's across time, or whether, you know, in terms of events that have already happened or whether they're unfolding in front of us, by interweaving these strands, I think hopefully the film will come to be even more meaningful than the individual parts, because we'll start to see the strategies that motivate these campaigns. I think one of the things that is often lacking in conversations, at least wide public conversations about these sort of issues, is what are the deep-rooted strategies that the organizers are really thinking about, and how are they playing those out? You know, going back to Martin Luther King, he was a master strategist. The events in Birmingham, which were so transformative, were in many ways pre-planned. It was they called it Operation C, you know, of confrontation. They were going to go into the streets and elicit a response that would rise to would help make Americans all around the country understand the tensions that were existing in Birmingham, but illustrate in such a way that you couldn't avoid seeing the conflict and the tensions that were playing out. Whether it's gender equality, whether it's racial equality, all these tensions, again, still very much exist right under the surface of our society. But the struggle for activists seemed to be making them visible, making people understand them in a very immediate and emotional way. And then that has the power to then transform how people think about things, and then even more than that, turn into political change.
Absolutely. How'd you guys get Danny Glover on board? I was listening to some clips of the interviews that you guys did. I don't know if it was that you or Josh was interviewing him, but how did you catch his eye to get involved?
Well, that was Josh, who's our Kickstarter, Josh Grossberg, who's our Kickstarter producer. But you know, Danny Glover has been an activist since his high school days. He was very involved in the civil rights movement from his earliest days, and has continued through his whole life to be an outspoken advocate for social justice and for political change. And so by reaching out to him, I think he felt a real resonance with what we're trying to accomplish, which is to bring the conversation that feels historical about Martin Luther King and civil rights in the 60s into the present, to see that these issues are very much alive today. They haven't gone away, and that people have options, that the power of protest is profound. One of the other real motivators for this project is the work of Howard Zinn, who said that, you know, the popular conception is that governments and political leaders like the president or congressman drive social change. But the reality, if you look at history, is that social change always starts at the bottom. As it's been said, power never concedes unless it's forced to concede, and that grassroots movements are what create the change that leads the politicians to make changes at the top. That's really the spirit of what we're trying to create.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great documentary. I can't wait to follow it and, you know, watch it come together. But I guess sort of in closing, how can people get involved, and, you know, give us sort of the Kickstarter goals, and, you know, give it a little plug, a little tease here. How can we help?
All right. Well, the way people can help is to help us launch initial production. So we've been told if we can raise $55,000, there's a major foundation that will come in and actually pay for production and distribution. And so if we can show that there's a community of people who are interested in these questions and willing to engage directly with them, then we can really launch production into the film. People, by going to our Kickstarter page and typing in The Power of Protest, can find and donate to the film, and there are all sorts of rewards that people can get for participating at this stage. But the more people who help us, the more we can really show that there really is interest in a film about the power of protest.
Are you allowed to tell us which foundation is that said they'd step in if you hit 55?
Not at this point. We have to be successful first before we can get to that step.
I had to ask it, man. That's the journalist in me.
Yep.
All right. Well, best of luck in bringing the movie together. Keep us posted.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for your help, and we'll certainly let you know how things unfold. And then, you know, if people have suggestions of things that we can look at for the film, we are also very, very interested in hearing suggestions from people all around the country. So help us with our research, help us with our reporting, and thank you for your support.